Good morning. It's 7:45. Joining us now on this Black Friday morning is our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok.
Thanks for doing this on Black Friday. Appreciate it very much. I know everybody has to put in a little extra, but we have to have the news every day, and I think it's great that you're doing it, and thank you so much for it.
Well, thank you. And did you enjoy your Thanksgiving?
We did. We had a lot of family and friends and children and grandchildren, and it was really good, and people brought things, and in the end, everything was just great, and I'm sure that's true everywhere else. Now everybody has to watch out for indigestion this morning, and worrying about raccoons getting at the outside garbage and things of that kind. So anyway, it's a day when we used to count on huge sales everywhere, and people put things out. But, you know, this time, slowly but surely, the whole digital revolution has come not only to newspapers and radio and podcasting, but also to Black Friday, because a lot of people are getting their stuff that they want to buy through deals digitally, and that has changed the whole look of Black Friday. And we'll see, because the indications up to now have not been great, but we'll see.
Speaking of indigestion, we've had some very distasteful things going on in the presidential debates. And, we have all the email problems of Hillary Clinton. We have all the theatrics of Donald Trump and this Thanksgiving holiday, giving us a little break from that. And when it all shakes out in the weeks and months to come, who do you think are the actual candidates going to be? Who's going to emerge as being solid candidates that the American public can choose from?
Well, first of all, on the Democratic side, Bernie Sanders is extraordinarily popular with a lot of people, but Hillary Clinton maintains the lead. Today's New York Times, they do something called the upshot. They show that Hillary has been first all along and that she's still first. I think to some degree she is helped by the emerging international strife, because she's a woman who had been Secretary of State. She's tough. People think that she's capable, and she remains solidly in first place with Bernie Sanders coming up in a very respectable way. But right now, it's Hillary, and that's the way that the polling is going, and that's the way that people are seeing it. On the Republican side, interestingly, Donald Trump is not number one. Marco Rubio is. I suspect that's because most people think that Rubio will take over from Trump, and that Trump, as many people have indicated, is irresponsible, that he says things that incite, hate and other things, and that he won't do. However, Trump knows that the establishment in the Republican Party are not his friends, and he is now back to talking about a third-party candidacy. And if there is one thing that the Republicans just can't tolerate, it's a third party, because that will, right now they're not going to win anyway, but with a third party, they really fall far. And so they're going to have to give Trump certain kinds of reassurances. People have been underestimating Trump from the very beginning. This is not Alan Shartok saying I like Trump, of course. It's just simply saying that there are a number of people in this country who like the kinds of things that he's saying, no matter how distasteful to so many of us. You can't write a guy off just because you don't think what he's saying is appropriate. So I, unlike so many people, I think Trump is still very much in it, and that he could win the nomination. And I haven't figured out whether that's good for the Democrats or bad, because I think in the end, people are going to know irresponsibility. I remember when Lyndon Johnson beat Barry Goldwater, and there was a whole talk of use of nuclear weapons, and Johnson, of course, beat him decisively. So I would think right now the Republican race is very much up in the air.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Shartok.